This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as I broadcast tomorrow's news tonight live from my Salem Media Group, Tampa flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing, where you're doing it, thank you so very, very, very much for the great job you do to keep America moving along. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our all-new website by going to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now, we have Mr. Underground USA himself, Frank Silvato. Hello there, Frank.
Mr. Captain.
Let's say the pledge. Are you ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance,
to
the flag,
of
the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And there was a lot of that conversation going on yesterday at the Trump rally about Judeo-Christian values, as well as here in Tampa. Melania Trump, she is so elegant. She gave about a 10-minute speech. It was really good. You know, people go, she doesn't speak English or something like that. I guess Joy Behar said that. I'll tell you what, she gets the point across.
Yeah, a little cliff note to Joy there. She speaks five languages. How many do you speak, you redheaded moron?
Street talk out of New York.
Yeah, and that's it. So when you're talking about intellectual capacity, just because ABC keeps sticking a mic in front of that flannel-mouthed woman's face, it doesn't, you know, that doesn't make the measure of an intellect. Five languages and a self-made success, I'm going to go with that over someone who spews venom every day on ABC.
Now, I got some good news coming out of Miami-Dade from our good friend Leo, Cubanos for Trump and Latinos for Trump down there. Leo is saying that the most bluest county in early voting says that the website that keeps track of whether or not Miami-Dade County is going to be blue or red said it doesn't look good for the Democrats. The Republicans are ahead in the early voting by some 5,000 to 6,000 votes, according to Dan Bongino.
Yeah, now these, you know, obviously this is the registration type that's being sent in, but still, that's not a good sign because Republicans tend to want to vote on election day,
yes,
or
at sir.
Least close to election day. So when that wave comes, this just continues. If Miami-Dade goes red, or even if it goes hard purple, this thing is over. Now, the thing that I was listening to a podcast last night, and a good point was brought up. If the mainstream media refuses to call states because they just don't want to, let's say they're within 1 percentage point, 2 percentage points, and traditionally they love to call states early. If they don't call states on election night, it starts to influence people on the West Coast, in the Midwest. Let's say New York goes hard red. If New York were to go hard red in a traditional election, California people just wouldn't show up on election day.
Mm-hmm.
They would say, this thing is over.
Mm-hmm.
But if the mainstream media doesn't report and call these states, they are actively interfering in an election.
Yeah, exactly. Now, by the way, here in my home county where I'm broadcasting right now, Hillsborough County in Florida, which is on the I-4 corridor, Tampa, Florida, the big boom out there right now, the data that's out there is telling us that the Florida 14th Congressional District could be a big upset as the Democratic incumbent Kathy Castor has far underestimated the opponent that's running against her this time, even though, and she's made campaign mistake after campaign mistake that could cost her the election. Because the severely underfunded Republican Christine Quinn, by the way, her website is win-quinn.com, with $3,000 could stage a possible upset here. It's very, very possible. Very possible.
Well, let's as an example, let's look at the big campaign from 2016, Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump. Donald Trump beat her, and she was way ahead with money and spent much, much more.
Yep.
It's not about the money. In this day and age, when you can go directly to the people, and Trump proves that every single day by circumventing the media and using social media to get to the people, when you can take your message directly to the people, if you have a sound and good direct campaign to the people using technology,
mm-hmm.
you don't need the big ad buys that traditionally suck the money out of campaigns.
Yeah.
A smart campaign by a smart candidate can upset even the most money, and that's a beautiful thing.
By the way, are you a chump for Trump?
Am I a Trump? I am a chump for Trump, yeah.
There's a major group on Facebook that started out Monday of this week, and by the end of the first day, they were up to like 6,200 people. Now they're up over 100,000.
Yeah, you know, this is the same gaffe Hillary Clinton made last time with the deplorables. You'd think he would have learned. You do not call the base of your opponent names. It supercharges them.
Yeah, and that's why the people are voting in droves right now. And, Frank, you hold that thought. And, folks, yesterday when we were at the event at Raymond James Stadium, on the other side of the stadium was a polling place, and a lot of people were lined up at the polling place to vote. They went to the rally, they went and voted. How about them apples? Ah, I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$6,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You bet you are, and this portion of the program is brought to you by my friends from Moss Family Automotive and their newest dealership, Moss Acura. Now, it's the Captain here, and I'm going to tell you about that latest edition, Moss Acura on North Ford Avenue in Tampa. Acura completely does a great, great, great job with their luxury brands. Now, the flagship vehicle, the RDX SUV, the flagship of the Acura brand, has many features that are standard, like the panoramic moonroof, the Wi-Fi mobile hotspot, and Apple CarPlay, and the seats have the feel of buttery leather, and the hands-free liftgate makes loading groceries a breeze, too. Now, the RDX features a 2-liter turbocharged power plant and an automatic speed transmission. The best news about Moss Acura is you get the high-level customer service that the Moss Nissan stores are known for. Now, each vehicle comes with Moss Care, which gives you lifetime oil changes and tire rotations, surface shield protections, and many more value-added features. Don't forget, you serve, you save. Active duty military veterans, first responders, and pastors, too, receive huge benefits in the You Serve, You Save program. Now, the choice is simple. The choice is clear. The choice is here. Moss Acura on North Florida Avenue in Tampa, right next door to the Moss Nissan store. Visit Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, and don't forget to tell them the Captain sent you. All right, here he is, Mr. UndergroundUSA.com himself, Wade George. And no, I'm throwing out all kinds of names.
Just
here because
you see that you're doing a Biden.
I am, and I'm going there for a reason. Okay, Biden said something in Pennsylvania the other day, and you couldn't understand what the hell he was saying.
Yeah, this is quite honestly, and I was talking to a couple of people about this. If you were to see a senior citizen, and he is, he's 77 years old.
78.
If you were to see 78. If you were to see someone treating a senior citizen like this in any other scenario, you would say that, boy, that person's being abused.
Yeah. I was with two veterans yesterday, Frank. One was 86 years old, Korean War veteran. The other one was 95, a veteran of World War II, Korea, and Vietnam. And they were sharper than Joe Biden is.
Yeah, and this comes down to the individual, but right now, at 78 years old, Joe Biden's faculties are not 100%.
Dementia.
And as when you look at the job of President of the United States, that is not a job for someone who isn't 100%. It's not a job for someone who's operating at 110%.
Right.
You get very little sleep. Everything changes by the minute.
Yep.
You have to be sharp on your feet. And unless we're going to believe that his presidency would be run by committee and he wouldn't be making the decisions, he's incapable of doing the job.
You're right. Now, I saw something yesterday at the Trump rally in Tampa, at the north end of Raymond James. I saw several thousand people, blacks for Trump. I saw several thousand Latinos for Trump. And we had a large contingent of veterans there, veterans for Trump. You saw big groups show up yesterday to support the president. You do not see that with Biden.
Well, he's hardly shown up at his own rallies.
And then we had the
Trump
police. We had the police there, too, Blue Lives Matter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When you look at the numbers, the support numbers that are overtly and openly being declared in the minority demographics, especially the Latinos and blacks, it's far above what he did last time. Pundits are saying that the people who count the numbers are saying that Biden needs 92% of the black vote.
Ain't going to happen.
Perform, and he needs close to 87% of the Latino.
Ain't gonna happen. Nope. Mm-mm.
He's nowhere near those things. The last numbers I saw, and we were talking about this off air, black support for Donald Trump's up at 31%.
Yep. Yep, and the Latino support is around 50%.
Yeah, for a Republican candidate or any candidate that isn't a Democrat, that's huge.
Yep. And remember, we just talked about Miami-Dade in the report live and in living color from Leo down there, Cubanos for Trump, Latinos for Trump, that Miami-Dade is leaning very hard right now towards the red side of the aisle.
Yeah, he's got a tremendous support in the Cuban community down in South mm-hmm. Florida, and rightly so. And,
yeah.
and they're going to turn out hard for him, mm-hmm. and bravo, and to
yep.
to the Cubans. They understand
yep.
it. The people who've come here from mm-hmm. Cuba understand what it's like to live under a Marxist regime. They
yep.
don't want to go back.
No. And right here on my end of I-4, Tampa, we've got a congressional candidate, Christine Quinn, in Congressional District 14, running against a long time, and I mean a long time, Democratic congresswoman. And she is really giving her a run for the money, and she could win that race. It's very close right now. And the Republicans are outfoxing and outvoting right now early the Democrats here in this area. Their numbers are higher.
I think that what people need to understand, the question that we have this year is, do you want the status quo? If you're not happy with the way things have been run, and you've got a Democrat that has been existing in Washington for years and years and years and years, then your unhappiness has to translate to that candidate.
Mm-hmm.
You don't, like in Chicago, you don't keep electing Democrats for close to 75 years and try to blame it on anybody else.
Yeah, Dan Rostenkowski comes to mind.
Yeah, you don't look at California. You don't elect a governor who destroyed San Francisco and who is destroying California at every turn and try to blame it on someone else. There comes a time when you've got to look, if you've always voted Democrat and you live in a place like Chicago or New York or,
yeah.
or Los Angeles and you're unhappy with the way it is, there comes a time when you have to say, you know what? Maybe I shouldn't vote for these people again.
Yep. Now, the missing files that were sent to Fox News Tucker Carlson on Biden's business deals, the two flash drives that were in there, showed up mysteriously at a UPS bulk center.
It'll be interesting, too, and I hope, I'm pretty sure Tucker is smart enough to do this, but I hope he makes sure that someone with a very deep knowledge of how to go into IT to see if anything's been placed on those hard drives, make sure they're clean.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the thing I'd be concerned about, because popping them in to take a look at what's going on and having your system compromised so that they can know everything you're doing would not be good right now.
Yeah, and I thought about that too, and I'm sure they're going to know that. But anyway, no explanation from UPS as to what happened or how it wound up with the way it did.
Well, you know, Hillary's been working there for the holidays.
That could be it. All right, the economy, of course, 33.1%, the highest quarterly gain ever.
Yeah, record breaking, and it matters. And unemployment dropped again.
You bet.
It matters. When, you know, and now we have to translate that to the regions of the United States, and I'm waiting for the breakdowns to come out by the Bureau of Labor Statistics. You're going to see that all of these gains and the drops in unemployments were prodded along by places that are open, not by California, not by Illinois, not by New York City, places that are open for business. So this political stunt that these governors have pulled in Michigan, in Illinois, in California, in New York, about we're going to jockey this COVID issue right up until election day to try and affect the vote, it's going to backfire on them.
Now, we know that Moderna is a drug, the COVID-19 vaccine that they put out, was ready to go or close to it. They just got a $1.1 billion shot in the arm for the launch of their experimental COVID-19 vaccine, which they're going to get special permission to dispense.
Yeah, people who are vulnerable should take it. The people who are young and strong should let the herd immunity go.
Yep.
You know, this, we shouldn't treat this any different than we treat the real flu. The real flu kills more people than COVID ever did.
You bet.
And there's a vaccine for that.
Yep.
So it's time to start using our head and stop living in the mask, because it's really starting to cloud judgment out there. It's making people insane.
Well, that's true, and couple that to California and the picnic, backyard deal for Thanksgiving and all that. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's government shouldn't tell you what you can and cannot do in your homes when it comes to having family. That's ridiculous. That's Marxist stuff. That's communist Chinese stuff.
All righty, my friend. We will talk to you on Monday. You have yourself a great weekend, and stay warm up there.
Stay home, my friend.
All right. Frank Silvato, everybody, from the Underground USA podcast, the website undergroundusa.com, undergroundusa.com. Go over there, check out all the great things that he does. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Good morning, friends. Here's how we start the day. Walter Wallace Jr.'s family is seeking justice, but they do not want the Philadelphia officers who killed the 27-year-old black man to be charged with murder. The family, including Wallace's mother and wife, privately reviewed the police body camera footage of the fatal shooting early Thursday morning. When asked why the family would not want to pursue murder charges against the two officers, the family said the police were improperly trained and did not have the proper equipment by which to effectuate their job. The United Nations is calling it the worst shipwreck of 2020. About 200 migrants were aboard a boat that caught fire and capsized on Saturday after it left Senegal for the Canary Islands. At least 140 have drowned, according to the International Organization for Migration. The boat had left Mbeur, a coastal town in western Senegal. The Senegalese and Spanish navies, as well as nearby fishermen, managed to rescue 59 people and recover the remains of 20 others. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Alrighty, there she is, that New Jersey horse gal up there in Carrollton, Georgia. And she and her husband, Don, right now are in that stable getting everything ready for the horses for the day and getting things ready for the equestrian training that they do up there and the horseback riding and all that great stuff. And don't forget, they are in Carrollton, Georgia, Double D Ranch, and it's just up the road a tad bit from the big old Fort Benning base, and a big hoo-ah out there to everybody at Fort Benning. Now, in the times in which we're living, somebody needs to give you a break. And with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 when you get your windshield replaced after you tell them I sent you. Now, they handle the insurance claim. They come to your home or your office to get the job done, too, and you'll get a lifetime warranty and $100 back at the time that they finish the service. Now, Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, and Port Charlotte, as well as other surrounding areas, they're ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. All you got to do is give them a call. Give them a call at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you to collect that $100. All right, here he is, the Sports Zone quarterback himself, Patrick Hyland. What's up there, my friend?
Good morning, Captain. Well, speaking about Georgia, the Atlanta Falcons win their second game of the year, 25-17 over the Carolina Panthers.
2-1 under Rasheem, right? 2-1 now.
good old Raheem Morris, former Buccaneer head coach.
Why do I keep saying Raheem? Oh, well, okay.
Yeah. It's all good. It's all good. And, you know, some other things up there in Georgia and on the tip there of Carolina, good old Spartanburg. Trevor Lawrence, star quarterback for Clemson, captain, will not be playing this weekend against who? Good old Syracuse, the Orange baby. So,
go Cuse. Go Cuse.
Yeah, there you go. You know what's funny about that, captain, is if the Toronto Raptors can't play basketball in Toronto this year because of the traveling and coronavirus, guess where they're going to be playing?
Buffalo.
And you know, they're going to play at the Cuse. They're going to play the games at the Cuse.
Oh, so the, okay. Cool. All right. At the Carrier Dome.
Yes, sir.
Wow. Well,
that'd be kind of neat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good for them. So if that has to go down that way, that'd be all right.
36,000 people you can put in there for a basketball game.
I remember back in the day, and I'm sure you do too, when the Buffalo had a basketball team, and Bob McAdoo, he was great.
They do. Yeah, they did, rather. Yep.
And if, you know, if they stay on their path and get back to basketball instead of a platform, I think NBA will come back, and people will like to enjoy that too. So there was a heck of a hit on Teddy Bridgewater, the starting quarterback last night for the Carolina Panthers, and Charles Harris was ejected for it. You know, these guys are cheap shots at quarterback. It happened to Andy Dalton with the Cowboys last week. It needs to stop. You know, losing good players because of that. You know, it just doesn't need to happen.
By the way, Flip is saying hello. Flip is saying hello.
Oh, Flip, hello to you, man. Thanks for your service. He's down there in South Tampa. Rattle.
One of them Navy guys.
Yes, indeed. He's a good man.
He should have been with us yesterday.
Yeah, yeah. I was hoping to be there too, Captain, but, you know, I was helping out a veteran. Matter of fact, Air Force veteran, with his Medicare and, everything, so I couldn't make it. But anyway, the White Sox hired Tony La Russa. Now, that's a pretty unique situation. 76-year-old Tony La Russa. Here's how he's going to be for the White Sox. And our guy in there, Ken, who's a White Sox and Cubs fan, I'm curious to get his take on that.
He's been there before.
Yeah, yeah, Tony's been around. They love the guy. So, you know, can't blame him for that. And a lot of New York Yankee fans out there listening, Captain. Zach Britton, great closer.
Mm-hmm.
His option picked up, but, Brent Gardner, they did not pick up his option. So I'm curious to see if Brent's going to play another year or what's going to happen with him. He was always a good, stalwart, starter for the Yankees, getting things going there in the leadoff spot.
Mm-hmm.
So, and, you know, we have the Breeders' Cup coming up here, next weekend, Captain. That's going to be big horse racing finale for the year. It's been interesting having the Kentucky Derby, you know, late in the year. The Masters is going to be next weekend also. Mm-hmm. A lot of people will look into that. It's going to be curious to see the layout and how things are going to be looking with it being played in November versus March, how the flowers and the leaves are going to look and everything. So that will be something else. The other thing, Captain, the Brewers declined their MVP Ryan Braun option, former MVP. 14 years he's been there in Milwaukee. He had that steroid issue, but they let him come back, and he played well and did a good deal.
All right, hang on a second. We've got a caller on the line. I want to see what this is. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Captain. This is Chris in North Tampa.
Yeah, what's up?
I got a little dilemma here. I want to know what's best for us conservatives on ballot measures 3 and 4, if you have an opinion. I don't know which way to go.
Next segment. Okay, all right. So we'll talk about that and see what happens. He wants to know about some of the ballot measures.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, everybody get out there and vote Tuesday. That's very important. You know, that's use your right and do it right. And I believe in getting there and doing it because this mail-in voting, something else, isn't it, Captain? I mean, I don't get it, but that's just me. Some big games this weekend in the NFL, so stay tuned for that.
When did the Bucks play again?
Yeah, the Giants and the Bucks. Monday Nighter. So, okay. Another national TV special for them. And, you know, too bad the situation last week. They wouldn't be playing the Raiders on Sunday night. Last week and then Monday night would have been 2 weeks in a row, real prime time.
Well, Chucky didn't want to play a game at all, remember? Chucky Gruden?
That's right. He sure didn't. Mm-hmm. So they came through, to say the least. That's
I'm going to get yelled at because I called him Chucky Gruden, but oh well.
No, a lot of people do. It's a joke. He looks like Chucky from the movie. And he took a kin to it. He didn't make a big deal about it. He, you know, he has a pretty decent sense of humor. He's a competitor. He loves to win, just like anybody in that position. But he's all right with that. People don't realize Steve Spurrier, when he was, you know, at the University of Florida, had been giving everybody a hard time. But you could give him a hard time, too. If it was funny, he would laugh and give you credit. And if you can take it, you can dish it out. That's what I've always said, Captain. That's the way it should be, anyway. You had a big day yesterday at the Trump rally, so very good for attending that, taking care of the veterans.
Oh, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? We had a huge contingent of veterans there yesterday. And by the way, Veterans for Florida signs were all over the place.
That's what it's all about.
And we were recognized many times over. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, Captain, that's what I try to do every day. I help out veterans. I help out civilians. Just to take care of the Medicare needs, any insurance needs. I've helped you out. I've helped out several friends. If I can be of any assistance to you, please feel free to call me, 813-966-1052. Yeah. I can put $144 back in your Social Security check, Captain. If you just let me, I can show you how to do that. You can still go to the VA. You can still use outside insurances. Take advantage of what Medicare has to offer you and what the insurance companies out there are doing with Medicare and all other benefits, from working out in the gym for no cost, saving money there, eyeglasses, hearing aids. It's just unbelievable, Captain, the savings and the benefits you can get. So please give me a call, Patrick Hyland. It's Medicare season all the way up to December 7th, and I can help you out after that too. But this is the big time to make your change. Medicare says, look at your options. Make a change. This is the time to do it, so why not?
Now,
give me a call,
813-966-1052.
Yes, sir.
We want to tell everybody that starting Monday, you will be heard on the sports segment. We're going to call it the Sports Scoreboard, the Captain's America Third Watch Sports Scoreboard. In the last segment of the show, we'll start it when we come out of the break at 5:47. We'll go for 8 minutes till 5:55. And we're going to do that every day. It's going to be brought to us by a brand new, national sponsor. It's going to be something. Can't wait.
Yes, sir. I can't wait either, Captain. Thank you so much. Take care, everybody. Have a safe weekend. Be safe for Halloween tomorrow. Be safe when you're out driving after 5 o'clock tomorrow with the kids. And God bless everybody and have a wonderful day.
Yeah, and put the kids in something that you can see them, fluorescent, so they can be seen. All right, Patrick, we'll talk to you on Monday.
Thank you, sir.
All right, and of course, Patrick Hyland, his show's heard on my flagship station here come Sundays. From 11 to 12. Make sure you tune into that. All right, coming back with the final segment for the week. Don't go nowhere, no how. We'll be right back with more. I shall return.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Extend your life with Extend Overnight.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend Overnight.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You bet you are. Thank you very much there, Mr. Wayne Allyn Root. And don't forget that tomorrow, Saturday, there's another gun show coming up, Two Guys Gun Show. It'll be over in Largo at the Mid-Reg Hall, located at 6340 126th Avenue North. I'll be there from 9 to about 1. So if you want to stop by and say howdy, howdy, we'd love to see you. And don't forget, Two Guys Gun Show is where you can shop the most modern and up-to-date guns and tactical equipment, as well as get private collections of not only guns, but knives, too, from the customers and are from the vendors that the Two Guys shows like to embrace. Now, trade-ins are welcome, and you get a chance to meet me, and I'm giving out some free stuff there. I'll be easy to spot in Mid-Reg Hall tomorrow. The doors open at 9, and they're open Saturday from 9 to 5. Sunday, they're open from 9 to 3. They also have the concealed carry class, which will be at 2 o'clock on Saturday and 12 noon on Sunday. So, stop on by, and check them out, see what they have to offer. I mean, after all, you know, and by the way, veterans get a discount on your tickets to get in there, so don't forget that. All right, now, it was asked of me about some amendments, Florida amendments here in the state of Florida, and I happen to have the recommendations there. By the way, these are Bill Bunkley's recommendations, and I subscribe to my pal Bill Bunkley and what he has to say. And I let him do that because he's got more time to do that than me. So I'm just going to repeat what's said there. Now, first of all, Amendment 3 is where all voters vote in the primary elections, whether it's for state legislature, governor, or cabinet. There'll be no more party requirements, and this is the way it reads. It allows all registered voters to vote in primaries for state legislature, governor, and cabinet, regardless of your political party affiliation. Now, all candidates for an office, including party-nominated candidates, appear in the same primary, or on the same primary ballot. The two highest vote getters would advance to general election. So that conceivably means you could have two Republicans running against each other, two Democrats running against each other. I'm not sure if I like that idea. Now, if only two candidates qualify, no primary is held, and winner is determined in the general election. Here we go again. Same thing. Same principle. Now, candidates' party affiliation may appear on the ballot as provided by law effective January 1st, 2024. I'm not so sure that I like that idea because I kind of like a different candidate, different party running against each other. And I know other states where they have put that forth, and Bill Bunkley, by the way, agrees with me on this. Other states where they put that thing forth, they've had to walk it back a little bit because it's gotten themselves into trouble where they actually do have two Democrats or two Republicans running against each other. Very seldom do they have two Libertarians or two whatchamacallit parties or whatever, you know what I'm saying. Very solemn. Now, Amendment number 4 is a little different because Amendment number 4 is involved. Now, Florida Amendment 4 requires all new state ballot measures or revisions to the state constitution to be approved by at least 60% of voters in two separate elections in order to pass. Not one, but two. That's a change. Now, if Florida Amendment 4 is passed, it could effectively make it harder for Americans to enact future changes to the Constitution. That I like. Currently, in order to get a citizen-led initiative on the ballot, sponsors must get signatures from 8% of Florida voters who voted in the last presidential election, state Supreme Court approval on ballot measure language, and a 60% majority on Election Day. Florida Amendment 4 would add another step to the current Florida Amendment process. With over 20 million people in 10 different media markets in Florida, Florida Amendment 4 could deter future citizen-sponsored initiatives from getting on the ballot. Now, there is a lot of nonsense that gets put on the ballot. We all know that. It shouldn't really be there. And in principle, I like what I'm seeing. But what's it take to get a constitutional amendment? Two-thirds. Two-thirds, that's 67% of the vote. Two-thirds to get a congressional amendment at the federal level, at the state level. That being said, why shouldn't this be higher and make it even harder? 60% is nothing. 67% adds another 7%. If it were me, just me talking now, I would make it harder. 67%. Because you don't want these junk amendments coming out there, tossed in there. So to me, it's not tough enough. It's not tough enough. It needs to be tougher. To me. But my friend Bill says it's a good idea. So that's him, that's me. That's the difference there. It is what it is. Now, we just had the best quarterly GDP ever. Ever. And after releasing the plan to reopen America safely back in April, President Trump remarked that prior to the coronavirus pandemic, the United States had built the greatest economy anywhere in the world, and we're going to build it again. That's all true. I firmly, firmly believe it. Absolutely, positively. Now, the president also said, and he said this yesterday in Tampa, up on the stage, this morning's release of the U.S. GDP for the third quarter of 2020 from the Bureau of Economic Analysis affirms that the GDP, which he was talking about, grew at a 7.4% rate, 33.1% at the annual rate in the third quarter. Now, the largest single quarter of economic growth on record took place in roughly twice the prior record of 3.9%. Amazing. Just absolutely flat out amazing. And a good thing. A good thing for the country. And a good thing for the economy. By the way, don't forget, Dominic's Blinds and Decor. My buddy's down there at Dominic's. You can stop and check them out at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. They're the very best at what they do. All their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the USA. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And unlike the big box stores, Dominic's offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Just stop by the store, see Jill and the gang inside, and don't forget, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number to call, 941-922-2345, to set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. There you go. Tell them the captain sent you. Now, the economy was good. Jobless claims were good. The shock poll of the day yesterday was black support for Donald Trump is at 31%. By the way, Joe Biden has added a last-minute stop. Where? Minnesota. Don't think he's going to carry Minnesota. I do not believe that. And Lil Wayne, the rap star, while canvassing for Donald Trump yesterday, said he ain't a racist, he's a damn good president. Okay, I'll go with that. By the way, MSNBC's commentator, Mr. Rule, you know him? I don't watch MSNBC, so I don't know who it is. He said the Hunter Biden allegations have been debunked. Not hardly. Not even close. So, lies once again in the middle of everything. Now, coming up tomorrow, as I said, I'll be over at the Two Guys Gun Show, Mid-Reg Hall in Largo. Hope you can stop by and see us. We're going to have a grand old time. That rally yesterday, I can't tell you how much fun that was. And all the people that were there, I didn't hear anybody complain about anything anywhere, no how, no way, no foul. Nobody. Nobody complained. And by the way, to all the people I met yesterday, all the radio fans I met yesterday, the people that were thanking us, all of us, the veterans, for our military service, thank you so very much. We appreciated that. We had the 86-year-old Korean vet with us. We also had the 95-year-old triple vet from World War II, Korea, and Vietnam. And everybody got a big charge out of that. And those guys, to them, that was the best thing since melted butter. Okay, I'll be back tonight with a weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. It's going to be an interesting weekend. It's a race to the vote, to the voting booth. Get out there and vote. V-O-T-E. Vote, 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 vote. I'll see you tonight. God bless America.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.